When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Scandal and Vice, or Sugar and Spice.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. And get this, it's Friday. We made it through another week. We're good at this. We are really good at this. I enjoy hanging out with you as much as you enjoy hanging out with me. So that's a great deal, isn't it? But we also have somebody else that we hang out with on Friday, our friend, Corey Andrews. Hey, Corey, are you there?
I am here, although I love you. You did put an S.
I just noticed it too when I was saying it. I know. And when
that's
I was saying
okay,
it, Corey.
When
I
was okay. saying
it. And do you know how I remind myself not to? I remind myself because Julie Andrews.
I know.
Because you first said Julie Andrews has the S. I'm Corey Andrew without the S.
That's okay. Forgive it's been me. A long week, honey, so I know it's okay. It's okay.
I was really, as I said, like this. As I was like, oh
no. It
was
wrong.
And then I was like, oh, I could fix this in edit, but to cut one letter out of it, I can cut a word out. I can't cut a letter. I'm not that good.
We're fine.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you acknowledged it. I was about to say something myself. It just goes to show in life, it's always better to just say it.
Oh, yeah.
So if something happens, don't sit on it. I learned this when I was doing live TV. When I was doing live TV, we had this really fancy media trainer come in, cost the network a fortune. Mm-hmm. And they said, if you fall off your stool, if you pick your nose, if you fart, God forbid, don't pretend you didn't.
That's
you can
worse,
get away
yeah.
with almost anything as long as you acknowledge
I
it.
I love that.
It's
yeah.
really good advice. And I've taken it on now, not just in my work life, but in my regular
sure.
life too, when something happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, like we're having drinks and you fall off your seat. I would be like, Corey, you just fell off your seat.
Or I just fart in public.
If you farted away, I'd be like, Corey, I think you just farted. And then we could laugh about it and then just carry on.
I think I did, yes.
I think you think you did, then we move on. There. It's when you pretend things don't happen, that's when you get yourself in trouble. Mm. So interesting, isn't it? Look
life
at us
lesson.
Getting all philosophical before the gossip. My goodness, we're on our game today, aren't we? Hey, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Big breaking, disturbing story at the top of the show. So Prince Harry and Meghan Markle might be out to disrupt Kate and William's big visit to the USA. So Harry and Meghan, they can't help themselves. I do sort of love all this drama.
I love it.
But Harry and Meghan have released their Netflix trailer right at the same moment when the Prince and Princesses of Wales are in the USA. Sources are telling Page Six that this is, quote, a coordinated campaign.
Of course.
Oh, my goodness. So in the very dramatic, and it's a really dramatic trailer, in the very dramatic trailer, the two of them can be seen crying, getting very emotional, never before seeing images of the couple. Megan says the following quotes. I love this. When the stakes are this high, doesn't it make more sense to hear our story from us? Mm. Now, William and Kate, they're in America for this big Earthshot Prize ceremony. Yeah. It's about global warming. It's very, very important to him. He's touted this as his Super Bowl. He created this. Mm. They give out amazing grant scholarship prizes for people that are really coming up with ways to save the planet. So it's really, really important. And the key word here is that William called it his Super Bowl. Mm. Now, a friend of Markle's had said, they're so bad, if tomorrow is Prince William's Super Bowl, then here's your halftime show. Ooh. Referring to the Netflix documentary. Now, wow. Some sources are saying to me, and I sort of believe this, that they have nothing to do with when the trailer drops. That's Netflix. So as the stars of the show, like if you're in a movie, if you're Tom Hanks, you don't decide when the trailer of your movie drops. Your company does, Warner Brothers or whatever company you work for. So maybe Netflix are being naughty here and they're trying to capitalize on the fact we're all talking about Kate and William. So what do you think? Do you think it's them or do you think it's Netflix or is it a combination of both?
I think it's a combination of both. I think if you're an unknown celebrity, you might not have any clout. I think at the level you said, like a Tom Hanks or a Meghan Markle, I think they have the clout to coordinate with Netflix. And they can say, hey, I heard my brother-in-law is going to be at this game on this date. But you know, Rob, of course, let's not forget that they got booed at that game.
They did get booed.
It was pretty.
They did.
It's a good time for them right now.
I know. Well, horrible stuff too is going on in London with some racial profiling too at an event at the Palace. So a lot going on. They're trying really hard to focus on the environment, this big organization of theirs. Mm-hmm. But Netflix, I mean, the trailer, so dramatic. I think you're right. I think if I had been Harry, I would have said to Netflix, but I don't think he's this plugged in. I think he's quite naive to how TV works. Megan's not. Megan understands TV.
She knows.
I don't know if Harry does. But if I was Harry, I would have said, listen, don't release the trailer for these 4 days. These are blackout days. Nothing can be released from our office for these 4 days.
Yeah.
Often celebrities do that when they're working with their partner or if something else is going on. Some are the opposite. When I worked with Jessica Simpson, the day Nick Lachey's album dropped post-Split, she had a huge press event, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's not a coincidence.
No. So I think they might be doing it. I'm not sure here. I want to know what you think. Do you think that Prince Harry and Meghan are out to, quote, disrupt Prince William and Kate's trip to the USA? It's such a good word, isn't it? Disrupt. Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. Now, I'm just going to sit back and Corey, take your time with this. This is the story I'm obsessed with. I've got a couple of add-ons at the end, so let's all enjoy.
Yes, honey. Okay, well, this story is everywhere. It's amazing. So TJ Holmes has joked about giving his wife reasons to leave him before this alleged affair with Amy that's blowing up everywhere. So TJ Holmes, he's joked about giving his estranged wife, Merrily Feibig, plenty of reasons, excuses, and opportunities to leave their marriage years ahead of his and Amy Robach's alleged affair. Now, in March 2020, Holmes posted a 10th anniversary tribute to the immigration lawyer, which has gone viral amid of the news of his alleged romance. The post says, 10 years ago, Merrily Feibig married me, and despite my best efforts, she remained married to me the past 10 years. Now, that's not hyperbole. I'm not being dramatic, he continued. I gave her plenty of reasons, excuses, and opportunities to walk her fine ass out the door. Now, the Daytime Emmy nominee, who shares a daughter, Sabine, who's 9 years old with Feibig, he went on to praise the attorney's, what he calls, quote, the built-in black woman superpower in showing him grace and patience. That's pretty incomprehensible, considering, I guess, all that's going on. Ooh. Now, Holmes also added that asking for another 10 years would be asking too much, calling 10 months a stretch and 10 weeks lucky. I mean, this story is so all over the place. Like, it's sugary, it's sappy, it's obnoxious, that he may be having an affair with Amy. Rob, this story is so confusing. It's wild. I need you to help me.
Yeah, let me help you. Let me help you. I've known Amy forever from her days on the Today Show. She's great. She really is great. I've been in her house. I've been in her apartment with her and her husband, Andrew. He's really cute too. I think it's just come to an end. So now Page Six are reporting that Amy and Melrose Place actor, her husband, Andrew Hsu, they are now getting divorced.
Billy.
Also, too, ABC are in emergency meetings about what to do about Amy and RJ. So yesterday was their first day back on air since the news broke, the scandal broke.
Right.
And it was very, very awkward. So they opened the show with TJ asking, quote, "Who is looking forward to the weekend?" Amy laughed and replied, "Me." And then they didn't mention it for the next hour.
Wow. Oh,
I texted the EP of the show and I was like, I think you might get the biggest ratings in the history of GMA3 today, because everybody tuned in to see them there. Get this, they arrived at work together as a couple. They arrived together at ABC.
Uh-oh.
It's complicated, isn't it? So now the narrative that's been pushed, and I believe some of it, is that Amy and her husband broke up before the affair, and so did he. That's what they're saying. But Brad Pitt used to try and say that about Angelina and Jen.
It's
a very...
it's a common one, they say.
Yeah, Leanne Rimes, too. Remember that when
she had
an affair on the set. So they always want to try and get across that, oh, no, we didn't meet until after we broke up and were consenting adults. My sources are saying that's not quite true. I do think, though, the winner of this entire messy situation, apart from GMA3's ratings, is Mindy Kaling, who was on GMA this morning and poked fun at Amy and TJ. She said the following quote, "Good Morning America is trending today because of my appearance, right?"
She's so funny. Oh my gosh. I love her. She's funny.
Can you imagine? Do you think anybody watched the Today Show yesterday? No, not one person.
No,
everybody was watching GMA. I changed my viewing habits in the morning just to watch GMA.
Isn't it amazing? And I've always loved TJ anyway. He's a really good looking guy. He's a really good looking guy.
I see him running down the West Side Highway.
Oh,
he has
really?
Those green eyes.
Yeah, he's a good looking man.
I'm going to repost the picture. So I always say hello to him. We know each other to say hello to. We're not as close as I am to Amy. I know Amy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had dinner with her and drinks with her. I've been to her house. But I always say hello to TJ. And then when he runs away, I take a picture of his bottom. I'm going to repost it. I know. Because I can't take a picture of his face because that'd be obnoxious.
That's too obvious. Yeah.
But
when
he runs away, I pull out my phone. And he runs so fast, Corey, though. By the time I get my phone out, my glove off.
He's like,
I put
back
my password
home
in. He's half. I mean, it's teeny tiny. If I'm going to post the picture. It looks ridiculous. So small in the picture because it takes me a while to remember my phone and my ID and my code. But this story ain't going anywhere. Mindy, though, I think Mindy wins. Hey, moving along. So Simon Cowell is being trolled by being unrecognizable in a new video saying it looks like Madame Tussauds.
Ooh.
So the former American Idol judge, Simon Cowell, has sparked some concern from fans after he appeared unrecognizable in a since-deleted video. So they know they're a problem.
Must not be looking good.
It's not good. I've got some screen grabs on naughtygossip.com, our website, but the video has disappeared. It's a real eyebrow raising clip. He's plugging Britain's Got Talent, which is the UK popular show, the counterpart of America's Got Talent, and he's trying to convince people to audition, but nobody was listening to anything he said because his face is so bizarre. Now, our pal Nikki Gostin, she met him on a red carpet. He went to the Broadway opening of Anne Juliet, and she asked him about his plastic surgery on the carpet.
On the red carpet?
Nikki's so naughty. So Nikki was like, "Simon, what are you doing to your face?"
Oh, my
gosh.
And
he was like, "Just a little Botox." And she was like, "It's more than a little Botox." And he did laugh. But now this video, wait till you go to Naughty Gossip, check out the picture of Simon's face. Some people just overdo it. Have you ever done it, Corey? Your skin's fabulous.
I have not yet, but I will not rule it out. But no, I mean, people think I have. but yeah, I have not.
Flawless.
Oh, I know. I have not yet, but I look. I have a doctor on speed dial, honey, just in case. Okay.
I did my forehead about 8 years ago, and I didn't like how it looked.
Really?
So, and I got it for free. I know, because I was on a morning show at the time, and so the network paid for me to go to see a plastic surgeon. So, well, it's quite rude, I thought. I looked, I know. And they sent me because I sweat a lot, so they wanted me to get Botox under my armpits.
It does.
It stops you sweating. Yeah. The trouble is, though, Corey, doesn't stop you sweating. You just sweat somewhere else. No wonder I slipped off that stool. Yeah, comes out of your feet.
Because it has to come out of you somewhere.
Yeah,
you've
got to sweat, just it's not on your armpits. Oh. So while I was there, I did my armpits. Oh, I screamed like a pig. It hurts. You're very tender. And he had a bit of the juice left in the needle. So I said, oh, don't waste it. It's free. Put it in my forehead. I didn't like it. I couldn't move my face. And I love that. We're sending off so many signals each day without even knowing it. Right. Our face is designed for that. It's not by accident. Every muscle in our face. And so I love scrunching my face up. And I don't know, it was not for me, but Simon Cowell, it's not for you either. Mm. Hey, moving along, what's going on with that monstrous, that's someone else's word, although I might agree, Real Housewife Teresa Giudice?
Yes. Well, you know what? Billy Costa, he's the radio host. He says that Teresa Giudice is the rudest person he's ever interviewed. He called her a monster, actually. So you're right. That wasn't really your word. Those were Billy Costa's words. But he says she was easily, hands down, the rudest person I've ever interviewed. Now, he said she was negative, telling me I needed to be more namaste. I'm very namaste. Oh. I do yoga every morning at sunrise. Don't go have an evening with Teresa Giudice. I don't even want a coffee with Teresa Giudice. Now, while the conversation started off amicably, things took a hard turn when the radio host, he asked her about writing her book called Turning the Tables that followed, you know, her prison stay back in 2015.
That's right. But she wrote about it.
She wrote about it. I mean, it's out there for the books, you know, and the public. So, but then she reminded Costa that she was also a four-time New York.
You can be on the New York Times four times and you can still go to jail. But it's all true. None of it's a lie. It's all true.
No, it's true. So she said, listen, you know, I am a four-time New York Times bestselling author before she told the Boston Resident that an interview should be all about being positive.
Oh, ridiculous.
I mean, whoever, tell that to Barbara Walters. I mean, come on, remember Barbara Walters?
No, I know. But, well, she was rough.
Yeah,
I know.
She'd really make it
Teresa.
Work,
I mean, I've interviewed Teresa many times. I email with her, and she's not the rudest. Bethany Frankel's the rudest.
I think Bethany and Ramona are both pretty awful.
Rudest, I'll say no more. Okay, let's get a break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. Ramona is awful, actually. It's a toss-up between Ramona and Bethany. They're really mean. Yeah. They're such mean girls.
It really is.
Ramona was so vile to Miss D.
I cannot.
She was like, you know me, I know you, we don't need to say anything else.
And then she was like that with me too. She was really awful to me.
That's why they're successful, because I think they're paid to be the worst human beings in the world.
Well, they're earning every dollar, honey.
Yeah, they are. They are. That's true. Okay, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. So yesterday we talked about my favourite subject, my favourite story, GMA anchors Amy Robach and TJ Holmes. He's so dreamy. She's beautiful too.
Yeah,
their romance has been revealed. Should they be fired for an office affair? So they do have clauses in their contract about stuff like this.
Really?
What do you think? Let's have a look. 30% said yes, 70% said no. I'm with the 70% here.
Yeah.
They're both adults. Some people are trying to make this into a Matt Lauer situation. It's very different.
Right.
They both like each other, and now they are certainly having their people push out that they had left their spouses before this happened. I don't know. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. And now
it's time
for our
nicest
of the day.
Yes, well, who doesn't love a good penis story, I guess, at the end of the day? So Black Panther's Tenoch Huerta, he addresses the viral Namor Bulge tweet, and he says, I'm not going to lie to people. Now, I'm not sure who's been following this, but it's been pretty all over the place. So in Black Panther Wakanda Forever, Namor's portrayal of the Moody King has set hearts and winged feet aflutter, and the internet being the internet, of course, fired off some very serious, thirst tweets. Now, one in particular claimed that his bulge had been removed through the magic of CGI. So there's, it's true, though, because there's people were thinking this because there's a tweet that shows two side-by-side photos of his body. And in one, there's like this huge, honey, he's serving more sausage than Oktoberfest. I'm just saying. Now, in a recent interview, the actor is now setting the record straight. He comes out and he says, "The only thing I can say is the original was the photo in the right without the bulge." We're a little disappointed in that. We like the idea that he was, part horse and the other thing. But he says, "I'm not going to lie because, every man in the world, we have fragile masculinity." And he says, "But not in that issue. I will say the right one, the real one, is the photo on the right." So it's good to know, Rob, that Disney is not out here erasing people's penises. And we're going to move on to
before we get in trouble. Both the pictures are up on naughtygossip.com. Yeah, one picture, there's an enormous bulge. And the second one, it's a little bit more flat, a lot more flat. He said the flat one's actually the real one. Oh, good grief.
Okay. So a fan must have made the other one, maybe.
Somebody enhanced it, but he was like, it was never that big. Okay. I would have gone with the big one.
Okay. Me too.
Let's do our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Kendall Jenner has been caught popping her car into a handicap spot while she ran into a Pilates class. So the 27-year-old model was pictured parking her Land Rover Defender, that must be a fancy one, in a parking spot that was reserved for disabled drivers with a permit. People are really angry about this. Now, it's illegal to park in all 50 states in one of these spots.
Yeah, not good.
And you
not
could
good.
Get a $1,000 fine and your vehicle could be towed. People are saying, quote, "An egotist who doesn't think they have to obey the rules, the laws." Somebody else wrote, "This is a truly despicable thing to do." And a third person added, "Further proof of this family's lack of decency and morals." I mean, it's harsh response, but it's also a really tacky thing to do. Our naughtiest of the day. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob. I love this quote from Amy Schumer. She said the following quote, "I say if I'm beautiful, I say if I'm strong, you will not determine my story. I will."
Amen.
You've got the power in your hands, everybody. Don't give that power away to anybody else. You are far too important to let anybody else decide that for you. That is it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob, and let me get this right, Corey Andrew.
Thank you, darling. Yes, no S.
Don't forget to subscribe. I love that you called me out. I really did. I loved it. On the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen, leave us a review if you can. And all together now, remember, if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone. Bye.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.